and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Year number 6 going in with Lucky Buck. Year number 12 for Wild Michigan. And I always joke about, yeah, I didn't think we'd last a couple of weeks, and that was 12 years ago. But so I guess we're still here. And one of the guys, like Brian Brosdahl in the first hour of the show, that's been with us since the beginning is our good friend Lance Valentine from Walleye 101. His website, walleye101.com, and you can find a direct link on our website, which is wildmichiganradio.com. Lance on his way to the show in Novi, Suburban Collection Showplace. The big Ultimate Fishing Show, the Cabin Fever Show, I like to call it, because, look, we've had a very cold December, and we want to get out, we want to do something, and it looks like we're going to dodge that bullet for the big snow. And Lance, dude, you're going to be down there. Welcome back, man. Happy 2018 to you.
Well, Happy New Year, my friend. Yeah, we are almost there. I sent my crew down to set up, and I get to play Rockstar nowadays. So we're heading down there, going to get ready to go, and got a lot of stuff set at our booth, lots of seminars, and really excited to finally get the show season started. Get the show season started, that kind of means winter is still here, but on its way out. So every day at the show is one day closer to fishing, so glad to get this whole thing started.
Absolutely. You know, it's cool that you've got people. I've been doing this 12 years. I don't have people. I've got an awesome wife, don't get me wrong, and she's the driving force behind me in a lot of these things, but I don't have people. I need people.
Well, you know what's funny is I have people, I'm still busy, so I don't know what happened there. So I found other things that needed to get done now that I have people. So it's good to have good people you can count on. And, you know, the show thing is, you know, we got so much going on and so many places we need to be and trying to do, you know, create content for videos and articles and do all that stuff. But, you know, it's great to have people go and take the time to set the show up properly. So I can do what I do and get to educating people and make sure we've got some great content to get out.
Absolutely. You know, we had, and I've talked about this in the first hour of the show, that we kind of had a falling off, not a falling out, but a falling off at the end of 2017. And we were kind of like, do we want to still do this, man? It's really, I mean, the industry has cannibalized itself to a degree that it's gotten pretty difficult to find people to work with as far as sponsorships and the like. I mean, it's just been really difficult in the archery industry. The gun industry's always been kind of difficult. Fishing, not too bad, but still, it's kind of going that same way. And I'd like to get your take on it, because I know we talked about this at the end of the year, that we were probably going to get hate mail. Sadly, nobody sent us a hate mail. I got nothing for that, but, you know, even though we kind of looked for it. But how did 2017 shape up for you, first fishing, and then secondly, your outlook on the business for this year?
You know, fishing was awesome. You know, the Detroit River was a little different. We never really saw a good push of big fish, but lots of, you know, 2 to 5 pound fish, and we were getting limits almost every trip. One of our highest number years, as far as number of fish caught this past year. I think we missed our record by about 50 fish. We had a couple 100 fish days, you know, 100 fish trips. The fish on Detroit was awesome. We just didn't get that push of big fish. And, you know, and some guys caught some. I look at it this way. Once I get there and I get settled into a pattern where the fish are, my customers want to catch fish. They really don't care if they're giant fish or not. So when we were on a good pattern, able to keep our customers on 30, 40 fish a trip, we really didn't go looking for big fish. But it was a great year in Detroit. Saginaw Bay was, I don't even know how to describe Saginaw Bay other than stupid. You know, hot dog on a hook and trolled around at 2.5 miles an hour, you would have caught something. It was an absolute slaughter fest on Saginaw Bay. And again, lots, you know, they dropped that size limit to 13. We set our size limit at 14 and a half. Lots of days we came in with 30, 40 fish, you know, four and a half trolling days. So Saginaw Bay was the best fish. It's going to be better this year. And then Lake Erie in the fall is just Lake Erie, and, you know, it just is what it is every year. And you're catching 7, 8, 9 pound fish like they're 10 inches, and every once in a while you pop a 10 or 11 and away you go. So 2017 was an absolute awesome year for fishing.
Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Lance, you know, I remember back in the early days of this show and conversations with you that we were talking about this cycle, that we were talking about hitting a high point in a wave, but we've been on the top of this wave for a while now, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I'm through trying to figure it out. I'm just going fishing. That's all I'm doing anymore. So
okay.
When we start on the downside, I will start to adjust and, you know, change how I fish and do what we have to do to stay on, you know, the best fish. But right now, hey, if you are not taking advantage of Detroit River, Saginaw Bay, Lake Erie, Lake St. Clair, and St. Clair River, the Saginaw River, if you're not taking advantage of our awesome Great Lakes fisheries right now, you're never, ever going to have a better time to get out there and learn how to do it, because you're going to be able to do it and catch fish. So now is the time to get out and actually explore some of these bodies of water you haven't fished before, because the fishing is absolutely lights out.
You know, and it's funny. I just thought about that. It's like, oh yeah, we're on a cycle and we're at the top of the cycle right now. That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. You know, we've had, you know, waters come back. We've got high water. We've had excellent bait. The biggest thing is we got excellent bait fish hatches on Saginaw Bay. That's kind of what I think has made a big difference on Saginaw Bay. We've had lots of years of good bait. You know, they figure we had 4 shiner spawns last year, so we had lots of shiners. The shatter's starting to come back. You're starting to see some smelt populations come back in Erie specifically and in Saginaw Bay or Lake Huron proper. So we're on this swing of lots of bait, lots of fish. You know, fishing is good, fishing is easy, and guys just need to get out and take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, like I said, having conversations with you and all the people that we talk to here on the show, we've had some great reports and some great intel when it came to where things were going on. You know, and we've never, Lance, we've never really focused on color, I mean, you know, and lure type that much. I mean, because it changes so often, and it's really hard, you know. It's like we've never given fishing reports that, you know, Saginaw Bay is doing good at this speed on this color. And because it look, man, 5 minutes later in Michigan, it changes. The wind comes out of the east, ruins everything right away.
Yeah, you know, it changes every day. And that's one of the things that, you know, that I'm proud of what we do is, you know, we teach the process of fishing. We teach the thinking part, you know, so you can make some good guesses when you start. If things work, you kind of know why they work. You can start narrowing in on your pattern. If they don't work, you can make intelligent decisions and go, okay, I tried that. That didn't work. What's next? If things change, you can go, okay, here's what I know. Here's what was working. Here's what changed. What is the next thing that I need to go look at in my presentation? So we never get caught up in lures. I get asked all the time, especially at these seminars, you know, what's your favorite lure? And it's a pretty simple answer for me. It's whatever's in the fish's mouth I just caught.
Right.
That's my new favorite lure, new favorite color. So I don't get tied up in that. It's doing the process of what should be working, why are we fishing where we're fishing, what depth do we need to fish at, what does our lure need to look like. All of those things go into the process of picking the lure, not necessarily what lure should I use. So we teach that process. I'm pretty proud of how we teach it through our foundation series of DVDs that you come to a seminar. That helps guys catch anything, anywhere, and gives them the ability to think when they're on the water and make good decisions.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I've always really enjoyed about seminars with you and conversations with you, especially, is we've had a very common sense approach to things, and you've done a bulk of the work, you know, and it's time for us to take that and run with it and then keep listening, because as you learn, we learn. And you know, that goes for you. That goes for Doug Roberts, the deer professor. It goes for Bro with Bluegill. Anybody we talk to, it's always a changing process and a learning process along the way. And we're going to find out what you learned in 2017. So aside from everything was lights out, it was great. So come on. There's got to be something else. So hang on, Lance. We'll talk to you in a couple of seconds. It's Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan, and thanks to Hello Dave, the band that has been doing that song, letting us play it for so long. And I'm not even sure if Hello Dave's a band anymore. All I know is I love that song, and I appreciate everybody joining us here for 2018, man. It's our first show of the year. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to the Lucky Buck Deer Mineral for joining us this year. The Lucky Buck Hotline will continue to roll and get the great guests that we all have. We're going to speak to my buddy Chaz Thompson in the next segment of the show. But right now, speaking with Lance Valentine from Walleye 101, and Lance, as this is the first show, the first real show for 2018, I'm going to ask you the same question about last year. What did you take out of 2017 that you really think you can apply coming up into this year? I mean, it could be business, it could be fishing, it could be any other part of it.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. Fishing wise, I would tell you a couple things. We're doing some experimentation with sound, with low frequency sound. In a trolling spread, and we're working 2 years on it, and we've got some decent data. And the preliminary data, the hypothesis was low frequency sound in a trolling spread catches more fish. That was kind of the idea, the hypothesis. Where we're at now basically says that if you have a low frequency bait in the water, more times than not, you're going to catch more fish. Even if that low-frequency bait is not getting bit, that just having a low-frequency bait in the water, a bait that makes a thud, 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 just having one of those in the water increases the effectiveness of your spread, even if that lure isn't the one that's catching the fish. So we've got some data to play with and excited about kind of see where that goes as we collect more data over the next couple of years. We also played with speed quite a bit. You know, I've always been a fast fisherman, and I don't think I was fishing fast enough. I would tell you that probably half our fish on Saginaw Bay came closer to 3 miles an hour than it did to 2 miles an hour. So we've started to increase our speed, pay attention to the sound in our spread. Those are two things that I'm looking forward to working on a little bit more in 2018 and getting a little bit more data on that stuff.
Now, Lance, with that low frequency, we know that a dying fish or a sick fish acts differently in the water, probably gives off some sort of sound waves. Do you think that that's, you know, triggering that, you know, the fish to react more so? And maybe do you think that with a deeper, bigger frequency, it's maybe a bigger bait fish that they're triggering on? Hell, I don't know. It's just throwing this wall and see what sticks.
Right. Well, I do know is fish can feel a low frequency sound a lot further than they can hear a high frequency sound. So what we're doing is we're keying in on the fish's lateral line and fishing on that long distance ability for them to actually feel some stuff and drawn into the bait. So we know that fish can feel further than they can hear. Mm-hmm. We're using that low frequency to get them to feel the bait and know that the bait is in the area. I think that is creating more strikes as opposed to fish just listening for the high frequency sound.
Now, what is creating that low frequency sound that you're using? What is in your setup?
We decided, you know, anytime you do an experiment, you want some controls. And we are using a Bandit crankbait, a really popular walleye crankbait. We're using a Deep Bandit for our control. And what it has one big giant BB in a sound chamber. So it makes a very distinct thud when you shake it. So thud, 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 thud. It makes a very distinct thud when you run it through the water. So that's what we've used as our control, just so we have a control, right? Because you don't want to be changing things. If you're going to do an experiment, you have to have a control. Mm-hmm. And we're using that Bandit as our control.
Now, what about, let me throw this question out to you, because I remember, it's been so long ago since we talked about it, but, you know, you're swearing off of the crawler harness.
Yeah, I haven't ran a color harness in probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years now. So, you know, my life now is all about productivity. It's about being efficient. It's about getting lures in the water fast. It's about catching fish. It's about getting them back quicker. You know, spoons and crankbaits are a whole lot easier and a whole lot more efficient than, you know, having to mess with keeping colors alive and having to mess with having to put them on. And you catch a fish, you got to change. You know, you got to put a new color on, and, you know, you're usually going fairly slow.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that doesn't catch fish, but there are most days, I would tell you that we're starting to find out that going fast and creating a reaction strike, even with fish that are non-aggressive, is probably going to catch you more fish than going to the bottom and going slow.
Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 is our guest here on Wild Michigan. And again, don't be afraid to hit us up on the website or via email, outdoormailbag@gmail.com. To have questions coming your way, or to, you know, to let us know that there's a topic you'd like to hear, or even questions for them, because, you know, because of so much that we do here at the radio station, we would love to do a live radio show, but we can't do a live radio show because our great affiliates, you know, air us in different places where we can, where they can have us. And believe me, extremely thankful for that. But, you know, we would love to get your questions, and that way I can pose them to Lance or via our Facebook. Send me a message via Facebook. It's very simple to do, and we'll pose that, you know, the next time we have them on. Or we'll find that guest that you want, the topic that you want to talk about. Because, you know, sometimes, look, it gets to the point with me, what am I going to do? I don't know. So, you know, it happens, Lance, right? Back me up on this, that sometimes you actually don't know what you're going to do or talk about.
Yeah, you know, and I'm doing some podcasts now, and we've got some other little projects in the works, and sometimes you sit there and go, I don't know, let's just start talking and we'll see what happens. And that's the beauty of someone who knows, you know, like you, I work with some other guys on radio. It's the beauty of someone who understands the whole big picture of everything, that once you start talking, there's always a little nugget there that says, aha, we need to go that direction.
Right.
And it's one of the beautiful things that come into the show. It's the great thing that I get out of talking to people who come up, and, you know, the thousands of people we'll talk to the next couple days. Somebody will just start asking a question, and it goes off in another direction. Somebody else will add something. Next thing you know, you got 15 people standing around.
Right.
And you're doing an impromptu seminar, which is awesome. It's, you know, some of the best information, some of the best teaching comes from, and some of the best radio shows, some come sometimes just from accident. You get on a nugget, and it just leads to a great conversation. And that's why I love what I do, and I love the ability and the opportunity every day to talk to a lot of fishermen at different skill levels that fish different places, that fish different ways. I learn something every time I talk to somebody, regardless of who that person is. And that's the beauty of being around a bunch of people that love the outdoors. You get a chance to learn from each other.
Well, man, I tell you what, that is a great way to end this segment, and I appreciate it. And I am a firm believer that everybody you meet knows something you don't. And this is what I love about having you guys on the show is I have learned so much in 12 years, and I'm not even close to knowing what I would like to know. So we'll just keep it going. And Lance Valentine, walleye101.com, he is going to be at the Ultimate Fishing Show Novi this weekend. Thanks so much, brother. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Drive safe. We'll see you down there this weekend. Looking forward to seeing everybody down there. If you see me, yank me by the arm, say hi, please. And I'll just make sure it's not my casting arm.